You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to review an app called GoodRx. As one word, G-O-O-D for good, and RX for RX. So for those that may not know, RX is short for also for prescription. Now, this app is only available into the United States, so I want to bring that out now so you understand that this is only available in the United States. So what is GoodRx and why am I doing a review on this? You know, it is one of those really cool apps if you are taking prescription medicine. If you are on medication that costs money, and obviously if you have health insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever that may be, this is a great app to check what prescription that you are taking. So you can enter all the medication that you're taking, and it will show you what at different location is how much it would cost if you use the GoodRx discount. Basically, GoodRx is not a health insurance. It's not a prescription anything. It is a free service. It is easy to obtain. I will show you how to use this. It is a good way to compare your medical prescription costs from your health insurance with GoodRx. It's a great way to save money if you think a particular medicine you're taking is costing you too much with your health insurance. Believe it or not, you might be surprised to find cheaper prices somewhere else for that same prescription. This has been around for years, and I've been using this for the last couple of years, and I'm so happy that somebody on AppleBiz, one of our community users, posted this app up onto the site, and I totally forgot about it. And so I thought, well, this is a great time to spread the word and for those that could benefit this particular app. So let's head on over to the GoodRx app.
GoodRx.
Double tap to open it.
GoodRx. Upgrade to gold membership button.
Now, obviously, it's got a little subscription. It wants you to upgrade to the gold member. That is entirely up to you. I don't use that, so it's going to be there. It's prominent throughout the app itself, trying to promote its service for the gold membership. Again, this is a free service. The gold member does cost money, and anybody can use this to use the free side that are living in the United States. So let's review the first part of the screen here. At the bottom left hand, let's go through the tabs here.
Tab bar, selected, search, tab, 1 of 4.
You have 4 options. We have the search. This is where we'll be doing a variety of searching for your medication.
Home, tab, 2 of 4.
Home is the place where once you have established presets of prescription that you're taking, you can come into this tab and all your prescription will be located here to check on a regular basis to see if a price have changed or dropped on that particular prescription.
Gold, tab, 3 of 4.
Gold, as I mentioned before, that is a premium basis kind of thing, so we're not going to be going in this tab at all.
Settings, tab, 4 of 4.
Pretty self-explanatory settings. I'll go ahead first. I like to get this out of the way. And we'll tap on settings. I'm going to go back to the top of the screen.
Settings, heading.
Now let's go to the right and see what we got here.
Account, heading, 816.
That is my partial phone number. I'm not going to reveal the number. When you create an account, it will use your phone number. This is where you can find that.
Free plan button. Double tap to upgrade.
This lets us know that we have a free plan. I am not interested in upgrading this. So if you double tap this, once again, it wants you to go to the gold member. Go to the right.
Save even more. Up to 90% off your prescriptions with GoodRx Gold. Try one month free button.
Nope.
Security heading. Passcode off button.
You can put double a passcode on this particular app. So if you are sharing this phone or you want to lock it down, so if somebody were to open it up, that prescription history or your medical will be locked under your passcode so nobody can enter and take a look what you're taking and things. So it keeps your privacy private.
Notifications button.
notification. This is self-explanatory. You want to go on this area if you do want to be notified by new savings and different things. Your medication has changed, that they notice that the prescription that you are taking has changed just enough to notify you.
Share the GoodRx app button.
You can share it with other friends.
Help and FAQs button.
And the help and FAQ. So there's really nothing in the app itself in the settings to change or do anything different. I wanted to show that to you. Let's go to the bottom left again and go back out of the settings and go to the search.
Search tab. One of four.
Tap that. Now let's get into the app itself and show you what this is all about and why I think this is pretty cool, especially if you're taking a prescription.
Upgrade to gold membership button.
So at the top, here's the gold thing again. Go to the right.
Search heading. Search for a drug or condition button.
So this is kind of cool. If you have a condition or you know the particular drug in mind. And what's pretty cool about this is, let's just say you know of the name brand. Go ahead and put the name brand in. Otherwise, sometimes these generic stuff, the spelling or the name of it is something I could not for the life of me be able to spell it out. I'll give you some examples. It's going to show you a couple of medication that is pretty common. Let's go to the right.
Popular searches heading. View all button. Lipitor, atorvastatin button. Double tap to configure search options.
Here's Lipitor. That's for cholesterol. If you're interested in that, let's see what else we got.
Revatio, sildenafil button. Lexapro, escitalopram button.
Lexapro.
Double tap to Zoloft, sertraline button.
All right.
Double tap to configure search option.
Let's just say we're taking Zoloft. I believe that's as a depression anxiety medication. That's pretty common. Let's just say that is a medication that you're taking, or if you did a search and we looked at Zoloft. Let's do a one finger double tap here.
Configure prescription heading back button.
All right. So we have the back button at the top left. Go to the right.
Sertraline, generic Zoloft button. Double tap to choose between generic or brand.
Generic. Now, this is where you have to put in the information about the medicine that you have or you're searching. What did I mean? Well, there's different milligrams, there's different strength, there's different forms of pills, tablets, liquid, things like that. So this is the first option. So it's going to ask, which one are you using? So if you do one finger double tap here,
search, choose drug.
You can choose between
Zoloft, brand, button.
So there's the brand name, Zoloft.
Sertraline, generic, button.
There's the generic.
Cancel, button.
And then you have cancel. Let's go with the generic brand.
Sertraline, generic, button.
And double tap.
Sertraline, generic Zoloft, button.
And
double tap to choose between generic or brand.
Now we have selected the generic. Let's go to the right.
Form, tablet, button.
Here's
double tap to choose
form.
A different form.
Double tap this.
Form, choose form.
And let's see what we've got here.
Bottle of oral solution, button. Tablet, button. Cancel, button.
So it only has two forms here. I'm going to stick with the tablet.
Tablet, button.
Double tap.
Form, tablet, button.
Now go to the
double
right.
Double tap to dosage, 100 milligrams, button.
Ah.
Double tap to choose a different dosage.
This is the doses. Obviously, this will make a big difference. Double tap here.
Choose dosage.
Let's see what they got here.
25 milligrams, button. 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, but cancel, button.
So 100 is the highest, so I'll stick with the 100.
100 milligrams, button. Dosage, 100 milligrams, button.
Okay.
Double tap to choose a different dosage.
So let's go to the right.
Quantity, 30 tablets.
Yes, you can do different quantity. 30, 90 days, depends what you want. I am surprised to find, I highly recommend you to check out 30 and 90 days difference. It's amazing. I'll give you an example here. We'll just stick with 30 days here. Go to the right.
Please summit, MO, button.
That's
double
where
tap
we
to change
are.
Location.
You can change the location. So if you want to pick up this medication other than the current location you're at, you can double tap that to change your location. So obviously this is where I live. I'm going to leave it here.
Search prices button.
All right. Now we have the search button. Let's go ahead and double tap here.
Search prices. Back button.
All right. So we're back to the top. So we got the back. Let's go see what the results are. Go to the right.
Save this prescription button.
You can save this prescription. That is, you know, if this is a prescription I use a lot, that will go into the home tab. I'll go ahead and save it so we can show that to you.
Save this prescription. Prescription saved to home.
Now it's saved to home. This is how you go through all the medication that you have, and then it'll give notification and alerts for that prescription and for that quantity tablet, strength, everything that we just went through. Now, let's go to the right.
Five images of sertraline. Button.
Of course,
double tap to view all.
Pictures of all this medication in specific.
Sertraline, generic Zoloft. Heading. 30 tablets, 100 milligrams. Button. Next refill, March 15th. Button.
This double is kind of cool. If you are on this medication, you can change that date so you can keep track, like, when is my next refill on it. I like this approach so you can keep tab on, hey, how many days do I have left if I need to consult with my pharmacy of choice and to refill it? So this kind of gives you a notification, hey, it's time to refill. I like this option.
Need a prescription for sertraline? Connect with an online doctor and, if appropriate, get a sertraline prescription today. Actions available.
There's another way how to make money. Obviously, it wants you to use their doctor so you can call by a kind of a video conference to see if you can get a prescription for this medicine. If you don't have a primary doctor, that could be pretty handy. If that's something that's hard for you to do, or you don't have a primary doctor, you have this option to consult one of their doctors to get this prescription.
Lee Summit, MO, button.
All right, here
double
we go.
Double tap to change location. GoodRx Gold, price with gold as low as $3.79. Start your free trial, button.
Obviously, it's going
to
push you.
More.
It's going to push you because, you know, if you got gold, you can get it for $3, $3.97, I think it says. So that's a pretty good price. However, I don't want the gold.
Kroger Pharmacy, membership price, free. But
now, if you have a membership with Kroger, and I believe if you have the gold member, you can get it for free. But that's not the case. So you always get those two. Now we're going to get to the real results.
Hy-Vee, 0.2 miles away, price with coupon, $6.52. Button.
Now,
double tap to get coupon.
It says with a coupon. Don't worry, the coupon is free, and it's at $6, $6 right there. Let's see what else we got in our area.
Costco, 8.2 miles away, price with coupon, $6.52. Button. Walmart, 0.9 miles away, discounted price, $9. Button. Double tap to get discount.
Alright, so I'll give you a few examples there. There's a whole list, and you can just keep going to the right and see all the different locations you can fill this prescription and how much. Let's go back to my Hy-Vee for the cheapest one.
Hy-Vee, 0.2 miles away, price with coupon, $6.52. Button.
Not bad.
Double tap to get coupon.
Let's double tap this. I'm going to show you how to use this.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
Go to the right.
Close. Button. Use this free coupon at Hy-Vee. Sertraline, 30 tablets, 100 milligrams. Price with coupon, $6.52. Member ID, KR80, group, DR33, 0159, PCN.
So these are the pharmacy. This is what you show them. So you show them this screen. So when you go up to them, you just bring it up, and I'll show you how to bring this up because we save this in the home. So it's not like you have to do a search for it each and every time. But once you get to that pharmacy, say, hey, I have a good RX coupon. Believe me, they'll know what that is. And you show them the screen, and that contains the numbers that they will need so you can get that discount and get it for $6.52. Now, of course, if your health insurance or Medicare or Medicaid is cheaper, obviously you want to go with that route. But if you're trying to save some money and if for some reason is higher, if those rates are higher than GoodRx, hey, this is a good way to save money.
GDC, save this coupon, button.
And this is how you save this coupon. Double tap that.
Save this coupon.
Now I saved it.
Share this coupon, button.
This is a cool part. If I want to share it with my friends, if I'm looking for a medication for my mom, I could share this with her, and then she can go to the pharmacy with it and show them this coupon.
How to use this coupon, button.
If you have any questions how to use it, this is pretty nice. It has got help and FAQs everywhere. So this is a place you say, well, how do I use this exactly? If you want to read it on your own, come over here and you do so.
Price with GoodRx Gold, $3.79. Heading.
There's that push again.
Save up to 90% on you and your family's prescriptions. No more coupon hunting, just one personalized card. Exclusive support and benefits to help you start your GoodRx Gold free trial. Nearest Hy-Vee. Heading.
Then we get to the Hy-Vee.
Location, 301 Narice Road. Open until 6 p.m.
Tells me when it's open. This is so cool, isn't it? It tells me all the information.
Call pharmacy, 81652.
Gives me the number.
Get directions, 0.2 miles away, button.
And then we can get the direction to that location. It's just got, it's like everything is in a handy one simple place.
Store details, button. More locations, button. Help, heading.
and then we are at the end of this page. Now, let's go back out of here.
Close button.
Top left is close. At the bottom of the page where we had all the location and the prices, right? Towards the bottom here.
Drug info button.
We get to the drug info. This is pretty cool. This tells you more about the drug itself. If it's something new or you're just curious about the medication, what exactly is this and what it's for? So we'll just tap on this, double tap it.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window button.
Now, on this page, there's a ton of different things to listen and check out. So we'll just do a few. I'm not going to do all of them, but I'll just kind of give you a review or a preview what you can do on your own to look for more information.
Back button. Drug info. Heading. Black box warning button.
We'll see what that's about.
Black box. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window button.
And go to the right.
Back button. Close button. Black box warning. Heading level 1. Oral route. Solution. Tablet. Antidepressants increase the risk of suicidal thinking and behavior in children, adolescents, and young adults with major depressive disorder, MDD, and other psychiatric disorders in short-term studies. Short-term studies did not show an increase in the risk of suicidality with antidepressants compared with placebo in adults older than 24 years, and there was a reduction in risk with antidepressants compared with placebo in adults aged 65 or older. This risk must be balanced with the clinical need. Monitor patients closely for clinical worsening, suicidality, or unusual changes in behavior. Families and caregivers should be advised of the need for close observation and communication with the prescriber. Sertraline hydrochloride is not approved for use in pediatric patients except for patients with obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD.
So this gives you a really nice, healthy, long description. What kind of a warning label comes with this particular medication? So, you know, we are pretty aware of some of the depression medication cause adverse effect in younger children. So I'm going to go back out of here.
Back button.
Top left. Back.
Back button. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
Let's see what else we got.
Back. Button. Drug info. Heading. Black box warning. Button. Overview. Button.
Here's the overview I was telling about. Double tap that.
Overview. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
This gives me the overview of what the medication is.
Back button. Close. Button. Overview. Heading level 1. Sertraline. Link. Is used to treat. Depression. Link. Comma. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Link. Left paren. OCD. Link. Right paren. Panic disorder. Link. Comma. Premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Link. Left paren. PMDD. Link. Comma. Post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD. And social. Anxiety disorder. Link. SAD. Sertraline. Link. Belongs to a group of medicines known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. It works by increasing the activity of a chemical called serotonin in the brain. This medicine is available only with your doctor's prescription. The information contained in the Truven Health Micromedics products as delivered by GoodRx is intended as an educational aid only. It is not intended as medical advice for individual conditions or treatment. It is not a substitute for a medical exam, nor does it replace the need for services provided by medical professionals. Talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist before...
Of course, it all has to do a self-warning there, you know, it says, hey. But that gives you an idea of what it treats and what it does exactly, which I really love because sometimes you get medication, you're not quite sure about the side effect and things like that. This breaks it all down. You know, you get that huge chunk of paper every time you get medication. You know what I mean? They staple it to your paper or to your bag, and it's like huge. It's like a book. And that's basically what that book is. It's all broken down here and easy to understand. So we had the warning. We had the overview. Let's go back out.
Back button. Back button. Double tap to dis. Drug info. Black box warning. Overview. Button. Proper use. Button.
Now, I'm not going to get into all this, but it will go. You can. There's just tons of stuff under here. So, proper use.
Dosing. Button. Miss dose. Button. Use and storage. Button.
If you miss a dose, how to store it.
Before using. Button. Allergies. Button.
What kind of allergies?
Pediatric. Button. Geriatric. Button. Pregnancy. Button. Breastfeeding. Button. Drug interactions. Button.
You hear all that? It's just amazing. This is just a wealth of stuff that even if you're not going to use it for the coupon, but it's great to keep track of your medication and to find out more information about that medication. It is so useful, and this is why I want to show that. So I saved this. So let's get out of here. So we're done with this particular medication.
Back button. Tap. Back button. Back button. Back button. Back button. Search for a drug or condition. Text field. Double tap to edit.
You can keep searching, and the search history is in this area. So if you search for stuff like, let's just say, Flonase or whatever, Allegra.
Search for a drug or condition. Button. Recent searches. Heading.
It will show up in this recent searches area.
Edit. Button.
And that edit button, if you double tap that, that is how you can delete all the different types of recent searches. So if you search for something and you don't want it to appear anymore, just double tap that edit and go back to the medication in question, and you can remove it off of the recent searches. I wanted to point that out to you to look at. Now let's go over to the home as promised, which is at the bottom left is search.
Tab bar, selected, search, tab.
And go to the right.
Home, tab,
it's a home.
2 of 4.
Double tap. Now, let's go to the top.
Upgrade to gold membership, button.
There's an upgrade. Now, go to the right.
Home, heading, selected, prescriptions, tab 1 of 2, button.
You have two options. This shows you, I want to see all the prescriptions that I have saved here that, let's just say, the Zoloft was something I use. It's going to show up here. The second item in the tab.
Pharmacies. Tab 2 of 2.
Is the actual pharmacy. We'll get back to that in a few seconds. So let's look at the prescription.
Sertraline, 30 tablets, 100 milligrams. Button.
Aha.
Double tap to search prices.
Is that, that's the same one. You just double tap this.
Sertraline. Home. Back button.
This takes you to the page now where we had a list of the pharmacy that we can choose from, like Hy-Vee, Costco, and such. That's how you can look back to this prescription itself. Or if I go back here.
Home, back button.
Home. And.
Upgrade to gold membership, button.
I'm going to select pharmacy this time.
Home, heading, selected, prescriptions, pharmacies, tab 2 of 2, button.
Here we go.
Selected, pharmacies, tab 2 of 2, Hy-Vee, heading.
There it is. So Hy-Vee is already selected because I said I want to go to Hy-Vee.
Sertraline, 30 tablets, 100 milligrams, price $6.52, button.
Now, if you double tap
more
this.
Details. Double tap to dismiss pop-up window, button.
Now, check this out.
Use this free coupon at Hy-Vee. Sertraline, 30 tablets, price with coupon, 6, member ID.
And this gives you the member ID. So this is the page that you show your pharmacy. See how simple that is? So you just basically open it up and then show it to them. And really, once you show it to them once, they have it on your account and they won't have to ask for this each and every time. It's just a one-time thing you have to show your pharmacist or a new pharmacy if you change places for the same medication. So you can come back here and make that change to it. Okay?
Button. Close.
Now there's a button at the top right. If you have just button, that is the close button. That close out the whole thing of this particular page. It is 99.8% accessible, as meaning everything is labeled except for that one. Every so often you'll see a button, and if you don't have the image description on, it will say close. If it doesn't, it'll just say button. So we'll just close.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button. Selected. Pharmacies. Tab 2 of 2. Button.
Let's go back up to the top where we had those two tabs. One was pharmacy.
Prescriptions.
And
tab
prescription.
1 of 2. Button.
Go to prescription.
Selected. Prescriptions. Tab 1 of 2.
Now we'll go down to that prescription itself.
Sertraline. 30 tablets. 100 milligrams. Button.
Now,
double tap to search prices.
This is where we search. That's how you can check on the recent price. But the reason I'm showing you this is to the right of this.
Options. Button.
Is the option. This
double
is something you want to be aware of. If I double tap this.
Options. Delete prescription. Button.
This is how I can delete this particular prescription from the home page.
Edit prescription. Button.
Edit it if you want to change the amount and stuff.
Cancel. Button.
And cancel.
Options. Button.
Now,
double
I want to show you something before I head out of here.
Sertraline, 30 tablets, 100 milligrams. Button. Double tap to search prices.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap this.
Sertraline. Home. Back button.
Now, you recall, this is where we have the different prices. I want to show you something that's pretty cool.
GoodRx Gold, price with gold, Kroger Pharmacy, Hy-Vee, 0.2 miles away, price with coupon, $6.52, button.
So $6.52 for a 30 dose. This is the one I want to show you to check out. You can experiment with the quantity, and that's something you want to do. So go towards the bottom. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my heading and go next heading.
More ways to save, heading.
There it is. Go to the right.
Fill a 90-day supply to save. You may be able to lower your total cost by filling a greater quantity at one time, button.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
More.
Do one finger double tap that.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Button.
Go to the right.
Close. Button. Fill a 90-day supply to save. Heading level 1. You may find that filling a 90-day supply will reduce your total cost for this prescription. As an added bonus, you will make fewer trips to the pharmacy, saving you time and money. If you have insurance or medic, to switch to 90-day fills, note that you'll need a new prescription from your C 90-day prices. Link.
Go ahead and do that.
Home. Back button.
Now, obviously, yes, I can change the quantity from 30 days to 90 days. This is just one way to get into that area. I want to point this out because 90 days, let me see what 90 days is. So it was $6.52, right? So let's see what it is for the same place, same medication for 90 days.
Hy-Vee, 0.2 miles away, price with coupon, $13.55.
Button. $13.
Double tap to get coupon.
So I can get 3 months for essentially double what I just paid. So that's great. Now, that wasn't the cheapest one. I noticed that Costco was cheaper than this when it came to 90 days.
Costco, 8.2 miles away, retail price, $13.36. Button.
So double tap for just, more details. Not much. It's pennies, nickels cheaper. But still, if you're looking for something that's cheaper, now you can see the different prices. So this is GoodRx. So if you have prescription and medication you would like to keep track of, this is great. This is how to do it. I love the fact that I can keep track of it. It'll alert me when the refills need to be up. It'll keep track of prices for me. And my favorite is being able to see all the different type of information about a particular medication, what it's used for, what kind of allergies should I watch for, the side effects, and all of that is neatly packed into one little app. This is a free app, and it's only available in the United States. So if there's something that is useful to you, get it. It is wonderful, called GoodRx. My name is Thomas Dunville. I also go by the name Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.